am the fifth national ambassador for young people's literature, which is a position that was started by the Library of Congress. The sixth one was just named about 2 weeks ago. And when I was the national ambassador, part of my work was creating this platform called Reading Without Walls, in which we try to encourage kids to explore the world through books. And we get them to do three things. Number one, we get them to read books about characters who don't look like them or live like them, somebody who's very different from them. Two, we want them to read books about topics they might not know anything about. And third, we want them to read books in formats that they don't normally read for fun. So this can be a chapter book or a graphic novel, a collection of poetry, anything different from what they normally read.
Who is more flexible about their reading habits, kids or adults?
I think kids are probably more flexible. I think a lot of us adults, we think that we've figured out what we really like and we just stick to it, right? But even as adults, there are favorites out there waiting for us in places that we don't normally expect.
Who needs to read outside their comfort zone?
I don't know if I would pin the need on just a single demographic. I think all of us, especially with the world as diverse and as complex as it is today, we all need to read diversely, I think. So I do think there's some kids that are still exploring, but there are other kids who find a particular kind of book and just go back to that particular kind of book over and over again. And I don't necessarily think that's bad. When you walk into a library, if you feel like a corner is your home, I think that's actually a really good thing. I just think that every now and then you ought to go outside that place and explore. Go outside that one corner, explore. My wife and I, we have four kids. Our oldest is a huge graphic novel fan. And one of the reasons why I wanted to do the Reading Without Walls challenge was for him. I wanted him to read a few books that were not graphic novels. You know, I'm a graphic novelist. I love graphic novels. But at the same time, I feel like if you limit yourself to one kind of book, regardless of what that kind of book is, you are missing out on an entire world of stories.
Some people think kids ought to read, period, and anything that gets kids to read is good. And other people say, no, there's good literature, or there's good reading, you know, good books, and there's crappy books. Do you feel like, how does this topic of reading without walls intersect with that debate?
Well, I do think the very first step is to get kids reading. And whatever does that, that's what you should go to, right? If your kid loves graphic novels, give them as many graphic novels as you can. If your kid loves poetry, give them as many collections of poetry as you can. But once they get into the groove, I think it's time to start exploring. I believe in the debate about what is good and what is bad in terms of literature. And I think that's a very important discussion to have. And one of the reasons why I want kids to read outside of their comfort zones is so that they can participate more fully in that debate, right? The more you read, the better you'll know. The better you'll know how to argue what a good book is and what a bad book is.
Do adults need to read more? And if adults read more, would this putting themselves in other people's shoes perhaps be a little bit easier?
Yeah. I mean, I think that all of us, I shouldn't say all of us, almost all of us have a hard time putting ourselves in other people's shoes. I think we are all inherently, almost all of us are inherently self-focused. And I think there are lots of good biological reasons for that. But at the same time, the modern world requires that we think outside of ourselves and outside of our own immediate community. Like I said, the world is just very complex now, and we need to be able to deal fully with that complexity, to engage it fully. They've done these studies, and they found that fiction, especially literary fiction, is a great way of building that empathy muscle. And because of that, I think both kids and adults, we ought to read as much as we can, especially fiction.